This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the world is not just watching India but is counting on India. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Mr. Modi highlighted that Japan has always been an important partner in India's development journey, from metro to manufacturing and startups to semiconductors. He said $40 billion have been invested by Japanese companies in India. He highlighted that India is one of the most promising destinations as capital does not just grow but it multiplies in the country.
Aaj Bharat mein political stability hai, economic stability hai, policy mein paradarshita hai, predictability hai. Aaj Bharat vishv ki sabse tez grow karne wali major economy hai aur bahut jald vishv ki teesri sabse badi economy banne ja raha hai. वैश्विक ग्रोथ में भारत 18% योगदान दे रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi stated that Japan is a tech powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse. He added that his government has emphasized on ease of doing business and a single digital window approval system has been arranged for business.
जापान टेक पावरहाउस है और भारत एक टैलेंट पावरहाउस है. भारत ने एआई, सेमीकंडक्टर, क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग, बायोटेक और स्पेस में बोल्ड और एम्बिशियस इनिशिएटिव लिए हैं. जापान की टेक्नोलॉजी और भारत का टैलेंट मिलकर इस सदी के टेक रिवॉल्यूशन का नेतृत्व कर सकते हैं.
Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai today administered the oath of office to two newly appointed judges of the Supreme Court. Justice Alok Aradhe and Justice Vipul Manubhai Pancholi took oath as apex court judges 2 days after the government cleared their appointments. The Supreme Court has now regained its full sanctioned strength of 34 judges, including the Chief Justice of India. In Jammu and Kashmir, the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 remains closed for vehicular traffic for the fourth consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rains in the Udhampur-Ramban belt. Our correspondent reports over 600 vehicles are stranded at various places en route. As per traffic police, no vehicular movement will be allowed from Nagrota in Jammu towards Riasi, Chinani, Patni Top, Doda, Ramban, Banihal and Srinagar. Commuters from Katra and Udhampur towns are requested to keep their photo ID cards to prove their identity so that their movement can be facilitated smoothly. The Kishtwar, Sinthan, Anantnag highway is also closed for vehicular movement. Continuous heavy rainfall across several districts of Uttarakhand has severely disrupted normal life in Mopata village in Chamoli district. Two people are reported missing and two others injured after being caught in debris triggered by excessive rainfall. Some families in the area are reported to be stranded. The local administration is conducting relief and rescue operations on a ward footing. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that he is closely monitoring the situation and is in constant contact with officials. The Met Department has issued a warning for continued heavy rainfall across various parts of the state in the coming days. Today is National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of one of the greatest field hockey players, Major Dhyanchand. The day is celebrated to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and serves to honor Major Dhyanchand's legacy in Indian hockey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion, paying tributes to Indian hockey legend Major Dhyanchand. Mr. Modi said his legacy continues to inspire generations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the government remains committed to supporting athletes, building infrastructure and making India a global hub for sporting excellence. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to Major Dhyanchand. Mr. Shah said his dedication and hard work is unparalleled and inspiring for hockey and other sports in the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.